The war has taken a new turn in the last month. Russia has been targeting Ukraine's energy facilities. A third have been damaged so far. There are planned electricity blackouts taking place across the country. In the city of Kryvyi Rih, they're getting ready for the cold weather. The industrial city was hit by a drone. According to authorities, it's caused considerable damage to the energy facility. They say they've set up 300 heating points around the city.
The Russians continue to launch terrorist attacks, so we must be prepared for the worst. We're not trying to make a five-star hotel. This place is made to survive.
There are blankets, food, and baby cribs. This bunker can house hundreds of people. Tatiana left the Donbas region in the east after Russia invaded. Now the family faces a harsh winter.
We have everything here, sleeping bags and blankets, a warm place for the worst scenarios. I think we won't freeze.
This city has become home to internally displaced people, but Kryvyi Rih has been targeted by Russian forces. The prospect of leaving again is a very real one. In another part of the city, a Soviet-era nuclear bunker is being used to show a football match. Authorities here say they feel it's important to provide entertainment. Watching a football match in a nuclear bunker may not be normal, but it's a chance for them to come together.
I like the atmosphere here. I'm cheering for my football team, and I believe we will win.
It would be better to watch it in a stadium, but we are here. That's what we have because of the situation in the country.
And just for a moment, they forget the war outside and have something to cheer about. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kryvyi Rih.